We introduced the topic of Binyan Adam last week. If to build the Adam, it's to be Oiskeboit from Bifnim. And we said already then, we're going to start from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the ultimate Boine. He was Boine, the Yisoid from Klal Yisro, which is Betzim, the Yisoid Ha'olam. Hagdor of the Rambam in the Reish, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam talks about how the world followed after the Zohar until Avram came. Rambam of Magda Avram Adshe Bo Amudei Shaloylam. He calls him Amudei Shaloylam. That's the title of Avram. Avram was the pillar of the world. So we're going to start from Avram Avinu. Da'ainu. It's Yidua that in the binyan of Klal Yisrael, the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael is Be'etzim from the office. Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. It's Yidua that Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov had different amudim, each one they had different amudim that they built in the beginning of Klal Yisrael. Kor Dvorim, the Meforshim, in the beginning of Avos, in the beginning of Perek Alav, Avos, Perek Shin Beis. Al Shloish Dvorim Olam Oymed, Al Torah Avoid of Gemilas Chasod. Chaim Belozhin, Chaim, Chassid Yaivitz, and Maral, they all speak out. It is Gimel Amudim, a connected to Gimel Avos. Avram is Chesed, Chesed Avram. Yitzchak is Avoido, or Yira and Avoido go together, Pachad Yitzchak. And Yaakov is Emes and Torah, they go together. Those are Torah, those are the Gimel Amudim. So Be'etzem, the binyan of Klal Yisrael, the binyan of any person, the binyan of any house, of any community, needs all these three pillars. Torah, Avoido, Gemilas Chasod. That's what everything stands on. But where do you start from? The person wants to start. Where do you start? Obviously, the Amudim are before, there's things that aren't there. Where do you start from? Simple. Let's see where they wish to start from. Avram. They wish to start from Avram. Kenira, the first thing, if someone wants to start building a Yid, building a world of Torah, he has to start from Chesed. And the world itself, state the Pasuk, Oilim Chesed Yibone. Chesed is the Shoresh of that opinion. The void of Avram. And not only is Chesed the Shoresh of the opinion, Chesed is mavur in many places. That's where everything is neveya. Everything is hoylich ubo. It draws its koyach from Chesed. There's a Gemara Rashi in Pesach Parsha. Brings Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis. Gemara says when Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzkal Tavrom at the beginning of Parsha's Lech Lecha, and he was mavtiachim. He says Lech Lecha L'Arzecha. So he's mavtiachim, and he says. V'agad lecho, v'avorchecho, v'agad lo shmecho. So Chazal say that the gdula zeh shomim melekei Avram, avorchecho zeh shomim melekei Yitzchok, v'agad lo shmecho zeh shomim melekei Yaakov. The Masha explains each one how it was in the sky. Chazal firois and they say yochol yehechois mim bekulam. Maybe since all these three midas, these are all the three binyan, the chasimo, we should say. Mogin Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, which is Chayis Nebrocha. Mogin Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. All of them are part of the binyan. Tamloimer V'Heyei Brocha. Rashi's passage are V'Heyei Brocha. And Avraham it says V'Heyei Brocha. B'choch Chayis Min V'Ein Chayis Min Makom. You're Chayis from Avraham. And the Taitches. They don't speak of that. That's Pshat in the Chazal. The Chazal are coming to say that Avraham wasn't only the first. Avram is the Shoresh. The Koyach of Yitzchak, the Lekei Yitzchak, the Koyach of the Omer of Avoida, and the Omer of the Torah, the Chesima, Chesima means the final, the imprint. Avram's Chesima is in Yitzchak's Avoida, in Yaakov's Torah. Everything is Hoylech Uba from the Yisoid of the Chesed. I'm stressing this in the beginning of the Adam because we're going to spend a lot of time on Chesed. They might get tired, and they will get tired. But we have to realize that if we're talking about building something that is the building block, and a ketiv is Hashem, maybe different matter. We'll see that. But if we're talking about something that builds a building block, there's no limit of time that you can spend on it. In as much as it's always kibayit by the person, the midas achesed in the amur of the binyan, the chasimo, everything he continues to build on that, his avoid, his Torah, is going to be powerful. B'chol chayis min. let's start tonight. I want a little bit mamish tascholus. Remember, we marked him a big yisoy to the avoid of Avram. It's more ridiculous. Pirush the Maral in the Mishnah in the beginning of Perakei Davis. In the Mishnah state, it's counting the doris that there were. There were sorah doris meodim vanoyach. Perakei Mishnah base. Sorah doris meodim vanoyach, and it says shakol doris veimachisim aboyin. They all caused tremendous. It was not Nachas Ruach. They didn't have a positive production in this world. Actually, Hevi Le Meir Mabel. No Chasor Adoris Mi Noach Vad Avrom. Leidia Kam Erech Apayim Lefonav Shekol Adoris Mechisim Uboim. Another 10 Doris. The Moral points out that these are the 2,000 years. Very famous in the Gemara Avodah Zarah says that the star span of the existence of this world is Shis Alpei Shni. And the first 2,000 years were Toyu Vavoyu. The Gemara says later, until Avram came. Avram started the 2,000 years of Torah. These are mechuvin to the 10 duras of Avram ad Noyach, of Sharim Odom ad Noyach, and Noyach ad Avram. 10 duras is a span of 1,000 years. It was 2,000 years. There was Toyu. There wasn't, when I speak it out, there wasn't a real good Mitzvah in this world that was created. Avram came. Stated in the Mishnah, they were all machisin ad shabom Avram Avinu v'kibul schar kula. Avram all of a sudden started to be the first productive. He created the first productive tkufa and klal Yisrael in the world, and from then on it started building. Then there started to be metzias of Torah in it. That's stated in the Gemara, stated in the Mishnah. The Maral Shtel's over here. What was it? It was coincidentally that the first 20 daras of the world were so destructive. They were so machisin. He says, no, it's not. It's not constant. It had to do with how close they were to the Bria, the original Bria, which is called Yitzir Kapov HaKadosh Baruch Avram Avinu, Adam Rishon, I'm sorry. Because they were so close to the Tchilas Bria, that was Dafka, the reason why they ended up performing so hard. What's the Pshat? He says like this, I'm going to say the words more or less that he says. I'm going to touch the Pshat to Murdig Yisaj. Moral says that earlier in the Mishnayis and Ovis, Chazal have Agdor, that sometimes a person who is Bechina, his Anofim is greater than his Shvashim. We mentioned last week, Chazal many times referred to the person as he's a product, he grows, he's an eighth with Paris, he's growing. Chazal says sometimes a person has Anofim, which means the branches and the Paris, the things that he's producing is much greater, much more. It's hundreds and hundreds of apples, but he has a few roots. He has two or three roots. Plazas. Zokt, the Chamaral, the Doros HaRishonim, Miroiv Madregosom, they had, Kanira, a huge amount of pears. Their intelligence and their ability to produce is 20 times, take the Gedolei Mevarda, they were 20 times more talented than, they had a tremendous amount of production of an offering. But biyachis to the shroshim, who was totally proportionate, and mele machisim before. Avram Avinu started building shroshim, and he had tremendous shroshim, and by him there wasn't enough and more than his shroshim. That's the tchilas d'varnam. Baruch says what he says. He says on Adam, there are three different levels in Adam. I'm just say the words, the lochach words, but he says Adam. Everyone knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created an Adam, he made a tziruv, he made a hybrid of the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. It's the lower part of the person and the higher part of the person. Moral's Magder, he says, the highest part of the person, he calls it the Tzelem Elikim. That's the Neshama, maybe a chilik of the Seichel. He says the next level is the Tzura, he calls it the Tzura. It's the lower part of the Seichel. And the lowest is the Guf. The Nefesh Baham is the Guf. He says, by them, the higher part was so strong that it is all they concentrated on was building the higher parts of them. They only built the Talmudim, maybe a little bit the Tzura. And Mela, that was huge to go standing on the Bechina of the Guf. There was nothing. So blast, that's Machis in the front of Avram Avinu, here's where we're going to start. Here comes the Nakuda. Avram was born, was Mechadish, and Nayim Mahalich, and had to build a person. He started building the person from the bottom up. Avram Avinu, he means a chazal, he was got a shleimus in his guf, which means the lower floor of the person. The lower floor of the person, which is his body, which is be'etzem, if you isolate the body of a person, is exactly identical to the body of an elephant, an ox, a lion, every single behemoth, every ferret. It's exactly similar to that. Avram Avinu, Chazal, in the Dorm, on Beis and Beis, say he's called Avram because he was Mamlich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Reish, Mem, Ches, 248 limbs there are in the body. Zokta Maral, that's coming to tell us, he reached the Shleimus in his guf. Avram Avinu said you have to build the person from the bottom up. Oh, that's a new type of a person. You start building the bottom up. Not only is the bottom strong, the top is the way it's supposed to be. Now the Seichel and the Tzel Malakim can start producing in the proper way. This was Avram's heart. I want to be marking what Amaral is saying. Why are they saying like this? There was a tremendous choice that the 10 Duras had. 20 Duras had until Avram. The Goyim have a Yadam Zeh, and unfortunately it affects us. We also are very much by it. And the Torah goes like this. It just said a person is made up of different parts. What's the part of a person that's greater than a behemoth? Just think about it. The ferret, your body is exactly like the behemoth. It's not like the behemoth. So if we want to make the Adam, we want to be Boyin Adam. We said this last week. I'm talking about not the Goyim who are just not interested in being a ferret, just enjoying the whole life. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Goyim. People understand that we were trying to build Adam. They're trying to reach the goddess Adam that Sabotka was driving for. They're also trying to build an Adam. Yefes. They're trying to build the world. So how are we going to build a mensch? How are we going to build a mensch? The Teretz, they say, let's take the upper floors of the mensch. That's where his goddess is. That's where Shenkite is. That's where the goddess of Adam is. The intelligence. What it can produce is tremendous. The binyonim, the creations, the wisdom in medicine, the wisdom in technology, the wisdom of everything, advancement that it could do, it's unbelievable. Even the seichel, the way the seichel can understand another human being. The neshama, the tzelem alekim, could bring tremendous acts of generosity, of kindness. Wow, it's unbelievable. The 20 Duras, they had that. But they didn't pay any attention to the ground floor. The ground floor is Baturas HaMa'akev, which means the body. The body. Where your Midas are Agav, the Midas are all Nevi'ah from the body. They didn't concentrate on that at all. No, that's not what the person. So what happens is like this. You have a person with a lot of bright spots, but the side of who he is, a human being, we don't remember this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, a chavusa shaf that can't stop, at the seichel and the neshama, you can't be mafred from the goof. The seichel and the neshama is always going with the goof. So that tremendously high part of the person is always mechubar to the goof. And the goof is still a ferret, that's the problem. The goof is still a selfish ferret filled with kin, taiva, a covered. Okay, that also has a great high part. So what happens? You have a catastrophic, it's only to explain it, creation. Because it's worse than an animal. Because an animal, even though an animal is a behemoth and is a chaya, but what can it already do? It can't create a atomic bomb and do whatever it wants to do with it. It can't open up an institution and chas v'sholem do terrible things with that institution. It can't open any institution. No one's going to come to it. But a person who's very impressive with the seichel can open up an institution and chav yochel, his goof now could use his seichel and all the high part of him to do whatever he wants. This is the Asor Duras Meir. What did Avram come in? This is the Chiddush of Avram. Avram held that you have to invest the same koichas of godless or Adam in the higher part of the person in the lower part of the person. The godless Adam cannot come and will not be reached unless you build and you spend the same exact energy that you do in the bottom part of the person. Hare, the fabric of who you are. The fabric of who you are. The fabric. You know, what's the model? You know, the car you're riding. That's your body. That's your midas. That's going to be Malavi accompanying you 24-7. How is it accompanying you 24-7? Think about it. And of your entire week, most of your acts that you're doing, your brain is actively focusing, or most of the time you're being autopilot. You're going out of road. So what's most of the time Bechlal performing? Your brain is very, very mid of the time, really on. Okay, exactly. Your body, which is that's your mid is who you are, that's the most time. And again, besides that, if your body, let's say it's the goof, the lower floor, if the goof, the chiluk of the goof, is nagua with midas, it's not misukin in midas, so then your seichel, the higher parts, are perverted, are slanted, are nagua, they're warped, they're constantly nagua with the bad midas. Avraham Avinu said, we have to open up a course in Harvard for the goof. That's what we got to do. We have to open up a course. This was the Chiddush of Avraham. We have to open up shiurim. We have to open up the highest shiur in yeshiva. The highest shiur in yeshiva doesn't say, oh no, midas is for little kids. No, midas is for little kids. Midas is for nashim gedolim. You have to put the same koyach you put to answer b'gvigas kasha to be mesakin midas anoichius. Yeah, you got to put the same koyach to nefesh. Because that's where the godless Adam is. This is what Asara Duris didn't happen. They collapsed and Avraham started from the ground up. And we see this later on in Avos. This is the Mishnah, right there in Perakei. The difference between Bilam and Avraham Avinu. The Mishnah state, Kol mi sheyesh bei Mishnah Chafetz, Kol mi sheyesh bei shloish ha-dvarim alolu, hu mei talamidei shel Avraham Avinu. Hu shloish ha-dvarim talamidei shel Bilam. What is the shloish ha-dvarim shel Avraham Avinu? Ayin toivah. To be a person who looks good, who's not mekaneh. Ruach nemucha, who looks good at the world. He looks like the guy in the world. Ruach nemucha, he's an anav. Nefesh shvol, he's not a bal taiva. Talmidav shel Bilam Arosha, ayin ura. He can't forgive anybody, he's always kinna. Ruach kavoya, he's a bal gaiva. Nefesh rechova, he's a bal taiva. So we always sit over. It's very schwer, the Mishnah is saying. In order to have be a Baal Taiva, in order to have Tina Kina Taiva of a Kovic, you have to be a Talmud of Bilam Roshim. These are two Batim Midrashim. There's someone who goes, strives to work on himself, there's someone who just stops, doesn't work on himself, and remainly he has Kina Taiva of a Kovic. What does it mean, Talmidov Shel Bilam Roshim? Some say it's Kasha. Why is it called Talmidov Shel Bilam Roshim? The Teretz says there's two Shitas how to build a person. Bilam made a separation between the body and the high part of the person. Bilam said, in a certain part of the logic, maybe says this way. Bilam says, the goof is taka ferret. What do you got to do with a ferret? Feed him. So he shouldn't growl too much. That's it. That's what feed him. But to invest energy and in building up that part of the person, no, when you build up the seichel. So what happened? Bilam's called the Rosh Umas. Well, it's Lashem, but Rosh Umas. He was what Avraham was, the Klal Yisrael. He was the Rosh Umas. He is the theology of Goyim Arayim Hazeh. The advance in the person is like, we leave the body, that's the shvach person, that's the, you gotta feed him, like I said, it's a tanai, you gotta pay a tax, you gotta take care of him, you gotta push it, nurture him. But that's not what. So what happened? Produce a Bilam. A Bilam in the street, he was one of the most impressive people. All the Umas Oilam, whenever they had the Eitzah, whenever they had to have a brilliant Hadrocha, they came to Bilam. And in his house, he lived with a donkey. He was a behem agasa. And you don't think that affected his Eitzah? Of course it affected. Carried around that Behem Magas with him all the time. And that's what Bilam, he was Poetz Gidru Shalom. Avraham Avinu has a base medrash, a different base medrash. His base medrash is that you have to teach and you have to open up a base medrash, a Shir Gavoya, for Midos Toivas. And you have to expend energy in Midos Toivas. This is one of the ideas that Arayim Hazeh, we suffer from so much. Midas is like, yeah, you have to be called me becoming a mensch. Yeah, Midas, like when you're a little guy, younger bocher, you work on Midas. Now we can work on Torah, Grace Zachin, we can work on Big Zachin. That's like, yeah, old stuff, huh? So you know, we have what I spoke about last week. We have parents, we have people who are in charge of other people, who their Midas are what they were when they were in ninth grade. They have not worked on the Midas since ninth grade. And they're working on everything else. And you'll find tremendously bright spots. And you'll find this tremendous oxymoron of a person who could do, who could open up tremendous chesed organizations, who could give a tremendous shir in yeshiva, in shul, who could give it. But in his house, he abuses people. Because his donkey is not misukin, it's not oiskabait. He never spent the energy, he never spent the hakpeda on constantly working on himself with his goof. You have to work on Aniyahim Hazeh. The Beis Medrash, Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu, they constantly put in their koichas nefesh, their godless in their midas. My Rebbe Rav Asher Areli, Aniyahim Hazeh, he's over 60, he's one of the biggest Mabitzei Torah in the world. He's working on his midas together with his Torah. He's constantly working on his midas. What do you mean? It's old stuff. What do you mean? He didn't know how to become a good Baal Midas when he was 17, 16. Why is he still working on his Midas? It doesn't go. It goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand. This is the first mistake in Binyan Adam. Again, we're worried about the Maisim. We're trying production. That's not. Build the body. The body is involved in every single thought and every action you're going to do 24/7. Misakin it. Build it. Build it up. We're going to spend a lot of time during the Vav talking about extremely mundane things. People are going to say, what are you getting into such particulars? Simple things about like how people look at other people, how people sit on the bench with other people. This is how we're talking about. Yeah, this is the Yisoid from Avraham Avinu. I want to become a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. And now Talmud of Avraham Avinu says, if you want to build a mensch, you have to, the part of the positive, you have to invest positive koiches in being misakin, in building the ground floor of the Adam. And that's constantly, it's a constant avoid of building the ground floor of the Adam. So we're going to spend tremendous amount of time on building the Yisoid of the Midas Chesed. This is our Adama. And this is unfortunately one of the things I mentioned last week, what pushed to work on this again. Because we're having so many products that are coming out of Yeshiva, which is supposed to be a place that's building people. And they're missing. I told you, we could talk about it a little bit. I'm only not saying enough when you look at the products. You look at people, you look at parents, you look at people, how so not misukin, I'm saying in the Lashon Nekiyah, so not misukin they are. And how, again, the older they get, the more responsibility they have, the more the results are disastrous. Because it doesn't change. You don't start working more later sometimes. It's bechidish. You can start working when you're older. You have to build from the bottom up. And this is the chidish of Avraham Avinu, and we're going to start with Avraham Avinu. So let's open it up tonight. Let's open it up. What did Avraham start with? He started with Midas Chesed. And that's what we're going to work on, Midas Chesed. What is Chesed? What is Chesed? So many times we've spoken about this. The Chesed doesn't start with Maisim. People think Chesed starts with acts of Gemilas Chasod, Tzedaka, Bikur Chayil, Machnasarach, and Levoyas Ameis. That's not where it starts from. Chesed starts from Midas HaChesed. Chesed starts from Midas Chesed, Midas Chesed. Goyim Mel Nafshu Ish Chesed is a positive going Ish Chesed. And that's what Avraham Avinu built. Yes, in this parasha we're going to learn about a lot of Maisa Chesed that he did. But his all his Maisa Chesed wasn't for the production. The Malachim already didn't even need Chesed. What production did he do? Malachim didn't need to eat. His Maisa Chesed were weiter bring the Midah of Chesed in him. What he built in Klal Yisrael was he was the ultimate person of Chesed. He imbued that in Klal Yisrael. What is the Midas Chesed? So again, Mamash, we're going to just start tonight and open up for next week. We have a hint. We have a remez, what Midas Chesed is. I mentioned this last week. I want to start tonight. We find that Avraham Avinu, being the Mudei Shel Olam, there are two central things in life of Avraham Avinu that are too central to be two separate things. Person always has, every person has one Iker Amud, that's what he is. He has a lot, could have a lot of things, that's one thing. And we find that Avraham Avinu, both the Chesed that we just mentioned, but besides that, Avraham Avinu is called the Roish Maminim. He created a moon in the world and in Klal Yisrael. Rambam, we just mentioned in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, he calls him Amud Shalom. His lashon was, he was Shosal. He planted the musig of Amunah and Hashem in Klal Yisrael, in this world. Tosfos and Brachos says that when we say Elokei Avraham in Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to say Melech. Usually a bracha in the beginning by Shkem needs Malchus. Tosfos and Brachos Mem and Bei says you don't have to say Melech because Avraham is synonymous with Melech. Avraham brought Hashem in this world. He made Hashem a Melech in this world. Avraham. What does Chesed and Emunah have to do with it? It can't be two separate things. It has to be one of the same. It has to be from the same thing. The way we're going to shtel avek is Avruam from his midas chesed he came to Amunah. Not from his Amunah he came to chesed. From his midas chesed he came to Amunah. It's not a lach. And we're going to start an act. So I want to shtel two. A big aside. Now I'm sure I've mentioned this many times in the past. He's talking about the connection of chesed and yira. We're going to shtel two to chesed and Amunah. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. On Sukkah, Mem Tesimah Bey says, it's the Pasuk, Chesed Hashem, Me'olam Bar Olam, Al Yireyov. So, the Gemara, if you want to give us some of the Omer, Shlokish, same thing. Omer of Chamei Bar Papa, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lev Chesed, if you want to give us some, B'yadu Asher Shemayim. That's the Kesh of the Pasuk. If someone has Chesed, you know he's Yer Shemayim. So Bob bestells sich auf this Chazal, and there's a connection between Chesed and Yerushalayim. And he's bothered by what's the connection? Chesed is Benam L'Chavere. Yerushalayim is two opposite pools. Chesed is giving out. Yerushalayim is going in. What's the Shaykh? It's like this. This is the open. This is the Psicha. It's okay like this. Hadover Mafli. Shoyrish Echelem Benefesh. They end up stelling avek, developing the two Midas, but the root of both Midas is the same. Yesh, there are two types of people in the world, says Rabbi. And obviously when you have two types of people, there's a lot of versions in between, a little bit of both. Yesh roya mechutz loy, v'yesh einu roya boilam el esatzmoy. There's a person who is all he sees in the world is himself. That's Reuven. And the Shimon is able to see beyond himself. Zesh roya rak esatzmoy, margish rak eseshachoser loy chai rak lanosi shaloy einu roya zulosay. The person who's absorbed in anoichius, what the Sfarim called anoichius, and he's absorbed in himself. He never is living; he's constantly living for himself. What Dessler in one thing calls being, he's a noitel. His entire life is viewed through the lens of himself. What he sees, he doesn't see anybody else. What is evolving? He doesn't see anybody else. He doesn't have good vision. He sees the other person, but he sees the other person how he wants to see him. How he, without even trying, he doesn't have to make an effort. He doesn't have to shape, shot, and enem for him. That's the way he sees enem. Because he's absorbed in himself. Here comes his chiddush. First of all, he doesn't see Adam Nitzrach. He doesn't see very often that there's a person in need. I want to add in my Musk, unless he decided to work in chesed. If that person decides to work on chesed, of course he sees another mitzvah because he decided to work on chesed. But what happens when Yenin needs and he's not working on chesed? Then he doesn't see it. It doesn't start from me. What starts from me, he sees. But he doesn't see Yenin when he needs. The Gamas Aboyre Einay Roya. He doesn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the world when we're not trying to see him and it's not convenient for us to see him. So we don't see him because you don't see out of yourself. The second, Zokra Volda, you open up your world, you open up, he calls them later on, you have windows and chains and trist, today we have trisim, you have trisim that are blocking your heart from seeing outside of yourself. The second you open up, you see Yenem and you see HaKadosh Baruch. That's the Sharish. What's Avolda saying? Avolda saying that the Sugi of Chesed starts in a person being Mafkia, the Midas, and Oiches. And this is what we're going to be talking about. The first and the Iker, the Nekuder Mekozis of the Sugiv Chesed. And Be'etzin, the way we're shtelling Avek, since Avram is started, the Nekuder Mekozis in a mensch. The Nekuder Mekozis that a mensch that we meet 24/7 is called me, myself, and I. And that is the biggest, that is the strongest part of a person. Could build them up the strongest. But it's the greatest deterrent to having any shaykhis to real amidas chesed, and also having any shaykhis to real emuna or yira in HaKadosh Baruch. Zokt Revolbe, I'm going to have Marchalis next week, I'm going to try to explain it more, that this is the connection to chesed and yira, it's also the connection to chesed and emuna. Avraham Avinu, when it means yishtel avek misa chesed, it means he was mafkia, he became a selfless person. Hagosha. Now, a selfless person doesn't mean a person has a zich. As for sure, everyone has a zich. It means he learned how to extend his zich. Avraham had a major zich. We'll talk about it next week. He had a major zich. He had a major zich.
but he totally extended the zich. And when he extended the zich, he was the ultimate shalim. He was Nesak, and he reached shalim his gmur and chesed. And he also discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu against the entire world. He discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of a sudden he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the entire world didn't see him. Because he opened up the windows of his heart. What does the mean this midah v'noiches? I always wanted to start this week, and I'm going to be marachim. Reb Dessler, Mechelek Dalet, page 32. So he speaks about this. He speaks about anoiches. And again, he says, mamash, he says the same thing. Anoiches is a shter, not only in the middle of the mechavero, he says, lahedya, it's a shter in the middle of the mokah. His lashon is, it clouds out Hashem. Zokrav Dessler. We think anoiches is like some bad midah that's misoyer. No, kas is misoyer. Kaiva has to be misoyer. Anoiches is the default state. It's the automatic average state of 24/7 every human being is. Zokrav Dessler. Anoiches is the perception you have of yourself that you come before the entire world, and that it automatically happens 24/7. Hashem made you that way. Hashem made me worse. I get the pell on earth. I'm one in the billions of people in the world. The amount I could see in the shetach, in the area of the world, I could see in one time is, I don't know what percentage of the world. There's so many more parts of the world. But the standard, my standard havana, without me thinking too much, is that the whole world revolves around me. I'm like, every one of us is like, like a bottle, be millionim in the entire world. But Hashem created us. That's what we should have. That we're typhus and mitzvahs. Everything is around us. That's where. And that's the brings a Mari Dikar Maisa. And we're going to end with this. It's the psich for next week. What else is a Mari Dikar Maisa? He says a Maisa, Shalai, and only a Malmusser could revel in this Maisa. He says a Maisa, Shalai, that he had, I think it was in England, that a lady came to him. Her husband was Nifter. Left him with a few kids. Left him with a few kids. She said, which happens many times, that a week before her husband was Nifter, she had a chaloyim. This happens many times. Chaloyim is b'chinav nevua. She had a chaloyim that he was going to die. In her dream, she dreamed that he was going to die. Kachav a week later. She says like this. Why is she coming to this one? Because when she woke up from her dream, or the end of the dream, or right when she woke up, her mind was racing. Her thoughts were full of all the different types of organization things she has to do after her husband dies. Where am I going to go? What am I going to be with the kids? I'm going to go to my mother-in-law. I'm going to go to my mother's house. What's going to be my job? What's going to be who's my mother-in-law? She was only thinking about herself, all kinds of selfish thoughts, all about herself and all the kids. She didn't think in the beginning of her train of thought, she didn't think b'chlal about her husband. Like, husband, is that okay? What's going to be with me? And now that her husband Taka died here a week after, she was flooded during the shiva with feels and guiltiness. Her husband died and everyone's talking about her husband now. Deep down, I really care about myself. I really couldn't care about my husband. I care about myself. She was just coming to Desla, her ain't derech tshuva. She was convinced she needs to do tshuva. She's a sick person. And now she needs to know tshuva. What do I should do? Desla, calm down. Desla, you just discovered what it means to be a mensch. It's not. You don't have to have any derech tshuva. You don't have to have any. You're a mensch. There's both who made a mensch that they are before anybody. You come before everybody. You could work yourself out. We're going to talk about that. About that. You come before everybody. Why, Reb Dessler says later? The entire godless Adam, he says, come from that. You think anyone here would finish Yevamos? You think anyone here has patience to go through all the different versions of Eishes Achs? If you didn't have a tremendous drive to build himself? If you didn't have a sense of Ani? Im devakshena kekesev ukamat moinim oz tovin yirish Hashem, Reb Dessler being the basic. Anyone who wants to be Eimin Yirush Hashem in Torah, in the Amud, the Silome Shal Pinchas Ben Yor, if he didn't have a tremendous drive, if he wasn't a person who was ran after things, he wouldn't be able to get it. That comes from your Ani. That's why Hashem made us that way, that we come before everybody. But if you're not misaking this, so it takes over your entire life. This is what they call in English self-absorbed, self-centered, egoistical, not egotistical, just mentioned tonight. This is a cousin of Gaiva. Gaiva is a step later. We're not talking about Gaiva means you hoard over other people. Gaiva is when you recognize another person and you, and you say, I'm more entitled than you. That's already a second step. I'm talking about much more basic. You come before us, you start. Everything is you. Your entire thought pattern,
your entire halachilik, everything starts, and if you don't work, ends with you also. Without, not complicated, that's the way it starts. This is a person who could be a deathly destructive person. A person who's not misakin this. So everything, his avoida, his Torah, his chesed, everything is perverted by him. By him, himself, and I. Sometimes he won't be able to do chesed, sometimes do chesed alone. But he's going to be a person who is an animal like the Asara Daris. Midas chesed is being mafkiyah d'anoichias. This is Hashem. I'm going to work next week talking more. What is the noichias? What is the kesh of chesed and amunah? That's Hashem.